When was the first time you became aware of environmental hazards? Maybe it was through a book or a movie. For some teenagers in Beaver County, their environmental awakening came from paying attention to the local news. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier talked with a group of students who lived through a series of air pollution events and tried to learn something from them.
Allison Benedum teaches English and Earth Science at Rochester Area High School. Student body, 200 students. On a recent morning, she directed a group of them on a hands-on project involving worms and dirt.
If you got dirt in your container, just wash it out.
The high school is less than 4 miles from Shell's massive new plastics plant, which only recently started back up after a series of air pollution releases. It's a half mile from a pool chemicals company that spewed toxic fumes in 2019 after it caught fire. And it's only 15 miles from East Palestine, Ohio, site of the Norfolk Southern train derailment. One of the assignments she gives her students every year is to follow current events related to the environment.
In the past, we've done like a letter to a local representative on air quality issues.
It just so happened this year the assignment coincided with the East Palestine derailment. The black plume created by the burning chemicals worried many of her students and their families.
And once I saw how worried they were, and they were asking, like, my mom's really worried, what should I go home and tell her? You're my science teacher, can you help me? And once I heard that, I basically threw out that week's plans.
Instead, she directed her students to study the impact of the derailment and pollution from the Shell plant on local air and water. As it turned out, it's hard to get information on local water quality, so they focused on air. Pepper Siemens is a sophomore in the class.
We went over the air quality, like, is the air safe for us? Is it safe to breathe? So we went over, like, important days, like once a month, or like important days within that month, and checked the air quality. It was overall well, but we're still really worried about it.
The students made audio recordings of their final reports. In Siemens' report, she found the Shell plant produced a number of harmful chemicals.
With all of these toxins, there are health issues coming with it. The VOC and nitrogen oxides create smog and ground-level ozone. The effects from all of the pollution is brain damage, lung disease like asthma and emphysema.
Reese Reardon, an 11th grader, was surprised when she compared Pennsylvania's air quality to Ohio's in the weeks after the derailment. The students used an EPA air quality index, which gives a numeric grade, anything over 100 being unhealthy.
After the derailment and everything, we actually found Pennsylvania's air quality was worse. And like there were some days it was really bad, like one day, February 16th, it was all the way in the hundreds, the air quality, when Ohio was only 31.
Reardon is new to the school. In October, she and her family moved to Beaver County from Idaho, where she'd experienced bad air quality from wildfires. She said the most striking thing she learned was how companies like Shell break air quality rules. In September 2022, the plant released 512 tons of volatile organic compounds, almost as much as its entire year-long allotment of 516 tons. The plant recently agreed to a fine of $10 million for its air quality violations.
And then we found out, like, you know, they're breaking their little rules set in place that don't release too much, and they're breaking it. And so we focus on what they're doing.
Living about 15 miles from the East Palestine derailment was impactful for these students. When it happened, Reardon wondered if her family would have to move again.
And then, like, everybody's posting, like, how the animals are dying because, like, it's messing up the water. And, like, the big smog cloud you could see from, like, my house because we live on the hill.
Eric Alberts, a graduating senior, said he didn't think much of the derailment until he saw a report that 4,000 fish had died because of chemicals released into local streams.
Yeah, I was really scared about that one. That was when I was like, oh, wait a minute. Stuff is actually serious.
Albert's mother works on a farm near East Palestine. He spent part of that first week helping her track down local veterinarians for the farm animals.
Like, immediately after that, my mom just bought a whole bunch of bottled water and told me to not drink from the faucet. So I did what she wanted, and I had to help her call vets around the area.
He found the response from government officials confusing. At first, they justified the intentional burning of 5 rail cars worth of vinyl chloride. and afterwards declared the area safe.
When the fish died, I was like, wow, is this like really like propaganda kind of going on, telling us everything's okay when it's actually not?
In his report, he found the Shell chemical plant, which employs 600 people, will add to an ever-expanding global plastics problem.
If we increase plastic creation, plastic will take over most of the world. Taking over reusable and washable items, all of these plastic items will be thrown into the dump, water sources, the land, and sent to be burnt or send more toxins into the air.
Banadam says one of the purposes of the exercise was to teach her students how to sift through sources on environmental topics in the social media era.
Because a lot of where they're getting their information is TikTok, is Instagram, is their parents through Facebook. And it's not always the most researched or the most even keeled. A lot of it can be inflammatory, and they come in very panicked about things.
She said researching environmental topics gave her kids a small degree of power in a realm where it often feels like they have none.
There's, I think, a big sense of I have no control over these things, about the cracker plant, about the train derailment, but I can at least understand and have that knowledge to help me if I do get sick or if I do see, you know, dead animals. It's being able to put those pieces together.
Benedum says she hopes her students take away the fact that they can look for real information on their own and develop their own opinions. She's working with a nonprofit to try and get some air quality monitors set up at the school so the students can create their own air quality data. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
Put your jar on the counter, not in your bin. It's too